Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shalom.
Today we are going to speak about fear of God. We are living in very uncertain times today. There is so much of fear all around us. Fear of the unknown. We don't know what is going to happen in the years to come. We don't know how things are going to take shape, how the economy is going to be, how the situation is going to be in our country, what the world is going to become. We don't know anything. Fear of uncertainty. We don't know the unknown. A lot of people fear about the unknown, what is going to happen. Fear of man, fear of rejection, fear of separation, fear of death, fear of failure. Nobody wants to fail. I'm not sure if anybody wants to. Nobody, right? But with God, He says, if your life is pleasing to Him, He will make you successful in all that you do. So you don't have to fear anything. What is man that you're fearful of Him? God is asking us to only fear Him and Him alone. What does it mean to fear God? Because we are living in so much of fear, and God is saying this is not how it is supposed to be. You don't have to fear about what you're going to eat, where you're going to live, what you're going to do. I have taken care of all that. God knows what to give us, when to give us, and how much to give us. He is in control of everything. God is in control of everything. Fearing the Lord means to be in reverent awe of His holiness. We all sing praises and hymns to God because He is holy. Fear is something that is not taught to you. If somebody teaches you to fear and you fear, that is not fear at all. It should come from your heart. It should come from within. Because even in Isaiah, he says, you people fear me because people told you to fear me. It does not come from you. It does not come from your heart. And that is very unfortunate. You know, when you will fear God, when you read His word, when you understand His character, when you know who He is, when you perceive who God is through reading of the word of God. God has not hidden anything about Himself. He's revealed everything through His word and through His prophets and servants. Fearing the Lord means to be in reverent awe of His holiness, knowing God and understanding His character. God is just and holy, that is, pure, perfect, and without sin, and His judgment is righteous. To fear God involves recognizing that He is angry about sin. Now, parents, when your children rebel, when they don't obey you, do you get angry or you don't? You get angry? It's the same way with God, same way with our Heavenly Father. When you don't obey Him, when you don't do what He's asking you to do and you keep rebelling against Him, He gets angry and He calls that sin. Every rebellion is a sin. And we ought to fear because we are going to be accountable for everything we do. And God is just in His judgments. He is righteous in His judgments. When He judges, He is not going to be partial. Oh, such a nice looking girl, such a nice looking boy. It's okay, you have made so many. God is not going to be like that. He's going to judge righteously. And one day we are going to stand before this righteous judge. and going to give a personal account of our lives. So be prepared for the account to be given. To fear God involves recognizing that He is angry about sin and has the power to punish those who stand against Him and break His laws. Let's go to the Garden of Eden. I always love to begin with Genesis. One of my favorite books in the entire Bible, Genesis. What happened when Adam and Eve sinned? Can somebody tell me? Let's go into the Bible, please. Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 to 10. Because the word fear was not mentioned anywhere before. There was no mention of the word fear. But you see it here in the third chapter. Can you read it, please?
And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of the Lord God in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself."
It is amazing. See, because we do not know what God told Adam. God created man in His image, and God said everything was good and everything. God placed Adam in the garden and put Eve. Not much brief was given about who God was, because He was the creator, we know. He is the one who is the possessor of time, and He is beyond time. He is the one who is the beginning and He is the end. We all know that when we read Genesis 1 and 2. But here, for the first time, fear, not reverential fear. They were afraid. They were ashamed for disobeying and rebelling against God. The word fear was used for the first time here. Who taught them this fear? You know, if you are right with God, you don't have to fear about His wrath. You don't have to fear about anything. Here, they knew the consequences. They understood very well that if they eat of the fruit, they will surely die. And God is a righteous judge. But He was merciful, He was loving, and He was gracious. They did not die immediately. They did not die immediately. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, they were afraid and they tried to hide from God's presence. This is the wrong kind of fear. When you sin, you run away from God. But when you live a life that is pleasing to God, you come in reverential fear to God. This fear is what is missing in our lives today. We all sin, including myself. There is no joking about it. I can't act like a saint. I have my own share of troubles, my weaknesses. I have my problems too. But I don't run away from God, but I run to God, because I know if I go and confess, I have nothing to fear. I have nothing to worry. Because once I go and I share everything that is in my heart, and I put all my sins before Him, He is so gracious to forgive and to remember them no more. So, people who are not going to God, please listen to me. Stop running away from God. Go to God in reverential awe of His holiness. Go to God knowing that He is loving, kind, compassionate, forgiving, and slow to anger. Father, go to God saying, "Yes, I should not have sinned. But here I am, trembling with fear, knowing that you're a righteous judge. But it is better for me to fall in the hands of God than to fall in the hands of man. So today, each one of you, go to God. Don't run away from God as Adam and Eve did. It is foolishness to think you can hide from the all-knowing God and all-seeing God. It is highly impossible to even think of something like that. I'll give you an example. When God revealed himself to the Israelites at Mount Sinai, can you read Exodus chapter 19 verse 16 please? How did God reveal himself at Mount Sinai? Yeah.
On the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and very loud voice blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled.
They were not even frightened. They were trembling. This is how great this God we are serving is. When you truly understand the power and the majesty of this God and the glory that this God carries, automatically you will fear God. The problem is we are not teaching our children. Today, most of the youngsters, they have no fear of God. They don't live and walk in the fear of God. They don't even know who this God they are serving. How unfortunate. They don't know this God. They don't have a relationship with this God. That's why they always keep running away from this God, thinking that this God is unfair, is very rude, he's always punishing me for my sins. No. When God revealed himself to the Israelites at Mount Sinai through thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, they all trembled in fear because of his great power. Nothing can stand before this God. I want you, you know, suddenly something came to mind. Please go to Psalm 114, please. Read verses 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The sea looked and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams and hills like lambs.
Can you imagine the power of this God? When God came and he stood, the sea parted its way. The Jordan turned back. It started flowing rivers. Can you imagine a river going reverse? Think about how great this God you are serving. And automatically you will go to God in fear and awe of his holiness, of his power, of his majesty. It says here, the mountains leaped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why was it sea that you fled? Why, Jordan, did you turn back? Why, mountains, did you leap like rams, you hill like lambs? Tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. This is the God you are serving. This is how majestic this God is. And when people just come so carelessly walking into this church, it really surprises me. Do they even know who they are coming to encounter? They just walk as if they are walking into a shopping mall. They just walk as if they are walking into some picnic spot or some resort or some theater. But I don't see that reverence when people walk into the church. Maybe in the olden days they had. And I won't be surprised that today some of the mainline churches, including, you know, has anyone been to a Catholic church? Of course, I have been to. You know what they do? Before they go into the church, they venerate themselves. They kneel down. I'm not saying that you have to do all this, but look at the reverence they go to the church. Today, most of the independent churches don't have this reverential fear and the teaching of this. How carelessly we come into the church. We come with our own thoughts, with our feelings, with our emotions, and we are stealing the very time that God has given you to worship Him. There is no fear. Just like you enter any restaurant or any place, you just walk in like that. I don't see people come, kneel down, pray, and say, God, I am in your presence. Christianity, I don't know where it's heading, but I only pray and ask that God bless all the Christians. I hope Christians will understand who their God is and truly serve this God. They trembled when they saw. And you know what they told Moses? Please, we don't want God to speak to us. We will die if we hear Him speak to us. You speak to God, and whatever God tells you, you come back and tell us, and we will do all that God will tell us to. They were so afraid. They trembled in fear. Today we don't have the courtesy to even turn off our cell phones in the church. No fear, I'm telling you. Sermons will be going on. People will walk about. They will be chatting. They will be looking. They will be talking. Wow, it really amazes me. God instructed the Israelites, even if you touch the border of the mountain, you will die. That's how holy, and that's how holy the Lord is, and that holy Lord is here in our presence, but I don't see that fear even in our faces. We just come, we hear the word, we walk out, finished, we forgot about it. When we were in schools, we were so afraid of our principal. So afraid of our teachers, because they always used to have a cane in their hands. And the day we do not do our homework and we go, we know what's going to happen. So much of fear for man, but no fear for God. Knowing that He is going to not leave any sin unpunished. But yet we have no fear for this powerful, majestic, awesome God. Today we go through a lot of fear concerning our lives, and God is saying, don't. God is asking us to do only this. Can we go to Deuteronomy chapter 10 verses 12 to 21, please? Today we have a lot of reading to do. And read it slowly.
And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God.
What is God requiring of you? What is He asking of you? To fear? This is the first requirement when you come to God, is to fear Him, to know Him, to know His character. He is pure, He is holy, He cannot stand sin, He cannot look at sin. He hates people who are arrogant. And now Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. God is saying, this is all I am asking you to do. To fear me, to obey me, to follow my decrees and my commands, to walk in obedience, to love Him, to serve Him. But that's the most difficult thing for all of us. We love our jobs, we love our money, we love our material, but we don't love God enough because we don't fear God enough. We don't fear God enough. To the Lord your God belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth and everything in it. And yet we say, this is mine. This is mine. And this is mine. Nothing is yours if it wasn't given by God. Who gives you the ability to produce wealth? And you say, this is mine. Nothing is yours if it wasn't given from God. Fear God. Fear God. Learn. Fear cannot be taught. It has to come from within. And that's why we need to understand the importance of reading the Bible. Young children, I'm pleading with you. We don't have enough time. Read the Bible. Meditate on His word so you will understand how awesome this God you are praying to is. Yet the Lord set His affection on your ancestors and loved them, and He chose you, their descendants, above all the nations as it is today. Circumcise your hearts, therefore, and do not be stiff-necked any longer. For the Lord your God is God of gods. He's a God of gods and Lord of lords. The great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt. Fear the Lord your God. One more time it is saying here. Fear the Lord your God and serve Him. Hold fast to Him and take your oaths. Take allegiance in His name. Take your oaths in His name. When David went to wage war, he went in the name of God. You uncircumcised Philistines, I come in the name of the living God, he says. He took allegiance, he took an oath in the name of God, and he went to wage war. Today it is unfortunate that we have the name above all names, and yet we lose battles. Yet we fail miserably. Because there is no fear. He is the one you praise. He is your God who performed for you those great and awesome wonders you saw with your own eyes. You may not have seen, but we are hearing today of all the awesome wonders that God had performed in Egypt to redeem His people. Your ancestors who went down into Egypt were 70 in all, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in the sky. Church, Anyone who sees or experiences a manifestation of God's glory cannot help but become afraid. Has anybody experienced the power of God in your life? Has anyone? No? Come on, church. Anyone has experienced the power of God in your life? How were you saved then? Salvation. The Holy Spirit was given the power. For as many as believed him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, and to them that believe in his name. You have all experienced the power and the glory of God in your lives when you were saved. The fact that the Lord is a God of justice who will judge the entire human race should be a reason enough to produce a godly fear. One day God is going to judge the entire human race. This very reason should instill a godly fear in you. God is constantly aware of our actions and motives, both good and bad. And that we will be held accountable for those actions, both now and on the day of our personal judgment. We are going to be held accountable both now and on the day of judgment, of our personal judgment. God is going to individually judge you. I always say, if you had a camera constantly watching you, what would you do? Come on. What would you do? You would behave so properly. You know you're being noticed. You know you're being observed. Every step of you is being watched. But how ironically we forget that God neither slumbers nor sleeps. And he is watching every move of yours, every thought, every action. Nothing is slipping away from God's mind. Everything that you do, he knows. He knows what you did today, and he knows what you're going to do the next moment also. And that's why you need to fear this God. You need to have this reverential awe. He's a very holy God. Teach your children, please. We teach our children in becoming rich materialistically, but not spiritually. And it is so unfortunate. That is why even our children don't go to church. They take church so carelessly, so callously. They take it for granted. Because we as parents have not taught our children what fearing God is. They go to church. Some of them think going to church is a time of decorating themselves to look pretty. They think that is the time to show off all their gold, their, you know. Some people do it. It's very unfortunate. Shame. Shame unto them who do not have fear when they come into the presence of God. And when they make it all about themselves, even in the presence of God, shame unto them. When you're in the presence of God, it is only about God. What are we going to do in heaven? Are we going to talk? We're going to chat with friends? We're going to discuss so many things? What are we going to do? We are constantly going to praise and worship this holy, majestic, awesome God. Learn to do it now. Children, please. Even if your father and your mother doesn't teach you, you learn it. You start praising and worshiping this awesome God. Just because somebody doesn't do it, God is not going to say, oh, it's okay, your parents didn't teach you. No. God is going to ask you, why? Why haven't you done it? Why haven't you done it? When we fear God, you know what's the first thing that happens? We become obedient to God. Go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 20, please.
Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin."
Can you read that verse? Everybody, can you read that verse, please? Exodus chapter 20, verse 20. Such a beautiful verse.
Moses said to the people,
Moses said to the people,
"Do not fear.
Do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." Jesus Christ came into this world so that you will stop sinning once you are saved, because you will fear of his wrath that is going to come if you reject his salvation. There is no mercy once you die. As long as you are alive only, you will find favor, grace, and mercy of God. Once you are dead, it is only the judgment and the wrath of God will prevail upon your life. Knowing that once you leave this world, you have no more opportunities to make things right. Start making things right. If you truly fear God, set your lives right with God. I'm not talking about people. First, set your life right with God. Humble yourself before this awesome God, this great and mighty God whose works are wondrous, unimaginable, uncomparable he is. Children, please fear this God. I cannot tell you how. Read the Bible and God will tell you through his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach you to fear this God. Fear should not be taught by man, but it should come from within. He says, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." So when you fear God, you become obedient. Today, why we are disobedient to God, why we do not love having fellowship in the church, is because we have no fear of God. Why we do not have a prayer life? Why we do not read the word of God? Because we are disobedient and arrogant people. Fear God before it is too late. Children, please, I'm telling you. Only one chance we have. One life we have. After this, I don't know what is going to take place. While you are alive, you have every opportunity to serve this God, to love God with all your heart, to be obedient to him. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29.
Oh, yes. That they had such a heart as this always, to fear me and to keep all my commandments.
God is saying, oh, I wish that they always had this heart. God is saying, read that verse once again, please.
Oh, that they had such a heart as this always.
Oh, God is like, oh, I wish they had a heart such as this.
Always.
Always.
To fear me.
To fear me.
And to keep all my commandments.
To keep all my commandments. If you say you love me, keep my commandments. Those who say who love me and do not keep my commandments are liars. And they are not afraid of God and the wrath that is going to prevail upon their lives. Oh, God is saying, I only wish that such a heart prevailed in them always, that they would fear me. People are so frightened of exams, so frightened of missing or reaching their examination centers on time. But they will come late to church because there is no fear of God. I've requested the church, come, come before the service starts. Pray for the church. We are so busy with our lives. Where is the fear of God? Where is the love for God? What happens if you come 10 minutes before church? Please tell me. Will you become low in the sight of God? Or people will start looking down on your position? What happens if you come early to church and pray for some time? Wouldn't it encourage me as the servant of God also? Wouldn't your holiness provoke me to become more holy? We need to provoke one another to holiness. I keep saying, you keep hearing, but it's the same thing every week. No change in our attitude. God bless you all. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4.
You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him.
When you fear God, you will serve him and you will hold fast to him. You will obey his commandments. Fear of God brings obedience in our lives. How many of you know this song, I Surrender All? All to Jesus. Biggest liars we are. Biggest liars. You surrender nothing to God. Nothing to God, and you say, I surrender all. And you expect God to believe it when you're singing. Whom are you fooling? Fear God. Say, God, I am singing this song, but I don't mean it with my actions. And say, God, I'm sorry for it. Repent. And God is saying, why are you so stiff-necked? You only praise me with your lips, but your heart is so far away from me. Until and unless we have a club atmosphere, youngsters will not go to the church with all these disco lights and these jing bangs and everything. No fear of God. Is that how worship is going to be in heaven? Like that? Or how is it going to be in heaven? What are we teaching our youngsters as a church? Pastors, please listen to this. Teach them that you cannot jump around like fools in front of this God. There is a method. There is an order, and God is a God of order. And I thank God for the mainline churches which still keep their worship intact. Independent churches, God bless them. God really bless them. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 12.
Assemble the people, men, women, and the little ones, and the sojourner within your towns, that they may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God.
That they may hear and learn to fear the Lord
your God.
And that's why it's important to hear the word of God. That's why it is important to have fellowship as a church, to assemble as a congregation. I pray that the fear of the Lord come upon each one of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Even as I speak, I pray that that fear, that reverential fear come upon all those who are listening to this message right now. We not only become obedient, but we grow in sanctification when we fear God. The fear of God sanctifies us, purifies us, separates us from sin. Spiritually, we become mature. It causes us to hate sin and avoid evil. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. So the first thing, when you fear God, you become obedient. When you fear God, it sanctifies you. Individual sanctification. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7.
Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
We are all very smart people, educated people, right? We are smarter than God. How much of the brain that a man uses out of 100%, doctor? 20% is too much. A genius like Einstein used 30 to 40% of his brain is what I hear. 10% out of 100%, you have tapped only 10%, and 90% is all rubbish, garbage there. And you think you're very smart, you know everything, you don't want to go to God to learn anything. You don't want to submit to this God because you think you can handle your life by yourself. Whom are you fooling, church? You cannot handle your life, and that's why you need God. We cannot handle our lives. We need God. We need His help. We need His guidance. We need His protection. You know how much pain does man inflict upon himself when he is left by himself? He starts cutting. He writes love letters with blood. God, save us from our own selves. That's why we need God. We need His wisdom. Only God can give us a clear conscience, a clear mind. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, please.
The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate.
Wow. If you really fear God, all you boys will stop using double standard jokes and meanings. I know all of you like to have fun time, but double intended jokes are not fun time because God hates them. And you ought to fear because you will be accountable for everything that you speak. Every word you're going to be accountable for. So what happens is when you fear God, you will be so mindful of everything that you do and say. Your speech will become so beautiful. You will only be able to bless and never curse. That is the process of sanctification. And it happens only when one person fears God. It causes us, the third thing, it causes us to be careful in what we say. Today, people talk so much of garbage. So much of nonsense flows from their mouth. And they don't even know that they are going to be held accountable for what they have said. I'm telling you, even a like and a forward on your social media is equivalent to 1,000 words. Though you have not spoken it, you have acknowledged it. Be careful. Fear God. Sometimes I pray and I hope that all these mediums crash down. They're going to sue me. Because all these youngsters are wasting their time. They want to make videos to please some unknown stranger. They want to get likes from unknown people. But they don't want to please an all-knowing God, loving God, compassionate, gracious God. But they want to please people whom they don't even know. You don't want to please this God you're in fellowship with. Fear God for God's sake. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2.
Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before God.
Children, youngsters, even if you say something against your parents, it's not against them, it is against God. Listen to this carefully, please. Honor. How can you honor? By saying nice things, right? By doing right things, right? If your words are not right, your actions can never be right. Remember this. What you speak is what you're going to do. Your words determine your actions. Be careful. And it is a very clear message. And from whom do you think it is? From the wisest man in the world. Can you please read that once again?
Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before
God.
Be
not rash with your mouth or hasty to
utter a word before God.
Before God?
For God is in heaven and you are on the earth. Therefore,
God is in heaven. Heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. That's why Abraham said, I am not even worthy of the dust of your feet. Because that's where I am, Father, and you are in the heavens. And Abraham feared God. He understood how great this God was. Because God keeps his foot on this earth. We are nothing but dust taken from this earth. We are not even worthy of the dust that touches his feet. Please understand this, church. We are serving a very holy God. A very righteous God. There is no sin in him. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 6 and 7, please.
Let not your mouth lead you into sin.
Let not your mouth. Come again. What leads you to sin?
Mouth.
Church, please. Huh? Open your mouth to praise God and shut it the rest of the day. The less you speak, you're doing a great favor for yourself. Wise people don't speak much. Fools speak a lot. Read it, please.
And do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake.
After you have spoken, oh, I'm so sorry, it was a mistake. Blurt of the tongue. It's not going to help you. What is said, what is done, and you cannot change it. Fear God. Because God is in heaven, and you are. But what amazes me is the arrogance that we have. We don't even know that we are coming face to face when we walk into church to see and encounter this God and His presence. What does the Bible say? Where two or three? Come on, church. Where two or three are? Come on, everybody. Are gathered in my name. Is He there? Who is here? Whom are you holding in your hands? Whom are you holding? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and you're hearing about His Word, and you're hearing about God. What amazes me is people don't even listen to the sermons in the church. They don't pay attention to what the pastor is saying in the church because they don't fear God. They have no fear. If that is the attitude in the church, you can imagine what their lives are outside the church. And what the end of their life is going to be when they stand before God. The fear of the Lord has a spiritual cleansing, purifying, and restoring effect that can last forever. The fear of the Lord motivates God's people to worship Him. How many of you worship God at home? No fear. Whether I'm a Christian, so what? I tell mommy, every time somebody tells me praise the Lord, I become more cautious of that person. I don't trust everybody who says praise the Lord. If you cannot worship God in your houses, you expect me to believe that you're truly worshiping God in the church? That your hearts are right with God on Sunday when you come to church and you don't worship God the rest of the week at home? Wow. Whom are we fooling? Today, Christians have forgotten to fear God because the churches are no longer teaching it. They only teach, you give, you make more. All your sins are forgiven. Now, yesterday, today, and your future sins are forgiven. Oh, thank you, Lord, I can go and sin again. There is no fear. How many of you fear police people? You don't have to. All you people who have two-wheelers, when you see a cop, though you have all your documents, you still get frightened. I am not joking. When that man dons that uniform, automatically fear in the people's hearts begin. He wears a helmet and then suddenly he stops. My license, my RC book, my pollution certificate. He starts, why is this not with God? Why cannot this exercise be done with God? God, am I right with you? Have I worshipped you enough? Have I prayed enough? Have I done enough to please you? No. When they see an ordinary man in a uniform, they remember all the requirements. But when they come to God, they forget the requirements God is expecting of them. How unfortunate, church. It must be breaking God's heart looking at us and our faith. And our love for Him. God bless us all. Psalms 22 verse 25.
From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear Him.
Amazing. Can you read that again?
From you comes my praise in the great
congregation. From you comes my praise. If you have God, you will have praise in your mouth. If you have God, you will have praise. When you love somebody, what do you do? What do? You think about them, right? You want to talk to them. You want to be engaged in, you know, communication. You would always, though they are far away, I wish you were here right now next to me. But why this feeling is not there for this God who gave his life to save you from eternal death, from hell, from punishment? Why is this desire not there? God, I wish you would be next to me 24/7 and I be with you in your presence 24/7. Where is this desire for God? Once the church is over, the phones will start ringing. Okay, what next? What plans? Where are we going? Of course, all you youngsters, if you're in love, I know what's going to take place once you step out of the church. God is forgotten. God has promised, I know everybody is going to love this verse because it's talking about reward. Because we love God for one reason, because he rewards us well. God has promised to reward all those, God is going to reward all those who fear him. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 4.
The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life.
What is it? The humility and fear of the Lord is?
Riches, honor and life.
Is riches. When you fear God and not man, you will be richly blessed. You will receive great honor. Because that's what it says in Psalm 91. Riches, honor, and life. God is a rewarder of life, of riches, of honor. And those who fear him will lack nothing. And finally, fearing God brings a humble confidence and spiritual comfort. Go to Acts chapter 9, verse 31, please. I wish the church will become like this.
So the churches throughout the Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied.
Beautiful. The church was walking. Come on. The churches in Samaria and Galilee had peace
and was being built up.
Why? Because they were walking
in the fear of the Lord.
You know why today churches are becoming empty? There is no fear taught in the church. And after this COVID pandemic, people have taken it for granted that I will sit at home while cooking, while doing all my other works, just now and then I will give guest appearance and hear, praise the Lord. How can you not have fellowship with God's people and wish to sit at home all by yourself? Very unfortunate. If you have to leave this world, you will leave this world. When your time comes, nobody can stop you. Those who fear God and obey his commands and his words will experience a deep sense of spiritual security, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit will be upon them. a deep sense of spiritual security when you fear God, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit will be upon people who fear God.